in Spanish?
Para mí.
Para mí.
You will now probably have noticed that there are two words being used for in Spanish. Para is used when you are saying something is for someone. So, this is for you, it's for you, it's for me. That's para. You can perhaps think this parachute is for me. So, para is when something is for someone. So with that in mind, how would you say for me?
Para mí.
Para mí.
And for you?
Para usted.
Para usted.
The other word for, which is
por.
Por.
Is used when you want to say how long something is for. So, we will stay here for 2 nights, or we will be travelling for 6 months. So, they're the different words for. The first one, para, is used when you're saying that something is for someone. But por is used to say how long something is for, how long it's going to last. So with that in mind, how would you say for 2 nights, as in it's going to last for 2 nights?
Por dos noches.
Por dos noches.
The word for 3 in Spanish, 3, is
tres.
Tres.
How would you say for 3 nights?
Por tres noches.
Por tres noches.
I would like a double room for 3 nights.
Quisiera una habitación doble por 3 noches.
Quisiera una habitación doble por 3 noches.
Words that end in ick and ickle in English end in ico in Spanish. That is, words that end in IC and ICAL in English end in ICO in Spanish. So, for instance, a word like typical that ends in ICAL, what you would do is to find the Spanish equivalent, you will cut off the ICAL and replace it with ICO. With that in mind, how do you think you'd say typical in Spanish?
Típico.
Típico.
How about exotic?
Exótico.
Exótico.
Political.
Político.
Político.
The word for it is in Spanish, it is...
Es.
Es.
With that in mind, how would you say, it is typical?
Es típico.
Es típico.
It's exotic.
Es exótico.
Es exótico.
It's political.
Es político.
Es político.
It's romantic.
Es romántico.
Es romántico.
It's dramatic.
Es dramático.
Es dramático.
It's fantastic.
Es fantástico.
Es fantástico.
It's drastic.
Es drástico.
Es drástico.
It's democratic.
Es democrático.
Es democrático.
It's problematic.
Es problemático.
Es problemático.
And again, what was it is romantic?
Es romántico.
Es romántico.
The word for because in Spanish, because, is...
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué?
How would you say, I would like to reserve a table for dinner because it's romantic?
Quisiera reservar una mesa para la cena porque es romántico.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para la cena porque es romántico.
So again, what is I would like?
Quisiera.
Quisiera.
He would like is the same. So how would you say he would like?
Quisiera.
Quisiera.
And she would like?
Quisiera.
Quisiera.
And you would like?
Quisiera.
Quisiera.
Now, again, if you want to distinguish these, you can insert the words for I, he, she, or you. So how would you say I would like?
Yo quisiera.
Yo quisiera.
He would like.
Él quisiera.
Él quisiera.
She would like.
Ella quisiera.
Ella quisiera.
You would like.
Usted quisiera.
Usted quisiera.
But again, unless the meaning is unclear, or in case you want to emphasize something, normally you won't bother including those words. You simply won't need to in Spanish. But you do need to know them in case you do want to add them for clarity or for emphasis. The city or province Chihuahua is, of course, in Spanish pronounced
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
How would you say, I would like to visit Chihuahua?
Quisiera visitar Chihuahua.
Quisiera visitar Chihuahua.
And again, with no special emphasis, she would like to visit Chihuahua.
Quisiera visitar Chihuahua.
Quisiera visitar Chihuahua.
Now with emphasis, she would like to visit Chihuahua.
Ella quisiera visitar Chihuahua.
Ella quisiera visitar Chihuahua.
Your mother would like to visit Chihuahua.
Su madre quisiera visitar Chihuahua.
Su madre quisiera visitar Chihuahua.
Again, what is it is in Spanish? It is.
Es.
Es.
It is political.
Es político.
Es político.
It's exotic.
Es exótico.
Es exótico.
It's romantic.
Es romántico.
Es romántico.
To know in Spanish, to know is...
Saber.
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 How would you say, I would like to know?
Quisiera saber.
Quisiera saber.
The word for if in Spanish, if, is...
Sí.
Sí.
How would you say, I would like to know if it's exotic?
Quisiera saber si es exótico.
Quisiera saber si es exótico.
I would like to know if it's romantic.
Quisiera saber si es romántico.
Quisiera saber si es romántico.
The word for but in Spanish, but, is...
Pero.
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 How would you say, I would like to reserve a table for dinner, but I would like to know if it's romantic? Let's break that down into some smaller parts. I would like to reserve a table for dinner.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para la cena.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para la cena.
But.
Pero.
Pero.
I would like to know if it's romantic.
Quisiera saber si es romántico.
Quisiera saber si es romántico.
Now try and put the whole thing together and say, I would like to reserve a table for dinner, but I would like to know if it's romantic.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para la cena, pero quisiera saber si es romántico.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para la cena, pero quisiera saber si es romántico.
So again, what is it is in Spanish? It is.
Es.
Es.
How do you think you would say it is not? How would you make it negative?
No es.
No es.
So, to make something negative in Spanish is very easy. You simply put the no in front of it. So again, one more time, how would you say it's not?
No es.
No es.
It's not romantic.
No es romántico.
No es romántico.
I would like to know if it's not romantic.
Quisiera saber si no es romántico.
Quisiera saber si no es romántico.
The word for why in Spanish, why, is...
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué?
Literally, it means for what. It's a bit like saying for what reason, which is quite similar to why. So, why is for what, which again in Spanish is...
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué?
How would you say, I would like to know why it's not romantic?
Quisiera saber... ¿Por qué no es romántico?
Quisiera saber por qué no es romántico.
Again, what was you have in Spanish? You have.
A.
A.
And how would you say you have not?
No a.
No a.
How would you say, I would like to know why You have not prepared the dinner.
Quisiera saber por qué no ha preparado la cena.
Quisiera saber por qué no ha preparado la cena.
I would like to know why you haven't reserved a room.
Quisiera saber por qué no ha reservado una habitación.
Quisiera saber por qué no ha reservado una habitación.
What was I have in Spanish? I have.
E.
E.
And so I have not?
No he.
No he.
I have not reserved a room.
No he reservado una habitación.
No he reservado una habitación.
To say I'm sorry in Spanish, I'm sorry is...
Lo siento.
Lo siento.
Lo siento.
Lo siento.
And do you remember what the word for but is? What is but?
Pero.
Pero.
So how would you say, I'm sorry, but?
Lo siento, pero.
Lo siento, pero.
I'm sorry, but I haven't reserved a room.
Lo siento, pero no he reservado una habitación.
Lo siento, pero no he reservado una habitación.
I'm sorry, but I haven't reserved a table for dinner, literally for the dinner.
Lo siento, pero no he reservado una mesa para la cena.
Lo siento, pero no he reservado una mesa para la cena.
I'm sorry, but I haven't invited Paul to Chihuahua. Literally, I'm sorry, but I haven't invited to Paul to Chihuahua.
Lo siento, pero no he invitado a Paul a Chihuahua.
Lo siento, pero no he invitado a Paul a Chihuahua.
So again, how would you say, I would like to prepare the coffee?
Quisiera preparar el café.
Quisiera preparar el café.
I would like to reserve a table.
Quisiera reservar una mesa.
Quisiera reservar una mesa.
I can in Spanish. I can is...
Puedo.
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 How would you say, I can reserve a table?
Puedo reservar una mesa.
Puedo reservar una mesa.
How would you say, I can prepare the coffee?
Puedo preparar el café.
Puedo preparar el café.
How about, I can decorate the house?
Puedo decorar la casa.
Puedo decorar la casa.
You can in Spanish is...
Puede.
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 So you'll notice that I can has an O on the end, but you can has a sort of an A sound on the end. It's written with an E. So again, let's listen to both of those. Again, what was I can?
Puedo.
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 But you can is?
Puede.
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 How would you say you can reserve a table?
Puede reservar una mesa.
Puede reservar una mesa.
Let's try turning that into a question. Raising the intonation at the end, how would you say, can you reserve a table?
Puede reservar una mesa.
Puede reservar una mesa.
To speak in Spanish, to speak is...
Hablar.
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 It sounds in some ways a little bit like to babble, but without the B on the beginning. A little bit like that. So listen one more time. To speak is...
Hablar.
Hablar.
How would you say you can speak?
Puede hablar.
Puede hablar.
How would you turn it into a question and say, can you speak?
Puede hablar.
Puede hablar.
The word for Spanish in Spanish is
español.
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 How would you say you can speak Spanish?
Puede hablar español.
Puede hablar español.
Let's turn it into a question. How would you say, can you speak Spanish?
Puede hablar español.
Puede hablar español.
Let's go back to I can. What was I can?
Puedo.
Puedo.
With an O at the end. How would you say, I can speak Spanish?
Puedo hablar español.
Puedo hablar español.
Let's make that negative now, make it into a negative sentence, so that it becomes, I cannot speak Spanish. What would that be?
No puedo hablar español.
No puedo hablar español.
You can't speak Spanish.
No puede hablar español.
No puede hablar español.
Let's turn that into a question. Using a raising intonation, ask, can't you speak Spanish?
No puede hablar español.
No puede hablar español.
So again, what is I can?
Puedo.
Puedo.
And you can?
Puede.
Puede.
What do you think he can is?
Puede.
Puede.
Again, it's the same as you can. How about she can?
Puede.
Puede.
She can speak Spanish.
Puede hablar español.
Puede hablar español.
Let's make it negative now. She can't speak Spanish.
No puede hablar español.
No puede hablar español.
Now let's give it some emphasis and say she can't speak Spanish.
Ella no puede hablar español.
Ella no puede hablar español.
So again, back to the beginning. How would you say I can?
Puedo.
Puedo.
He can?
Puede.
Puede.
She can?
Puede.
Puede.
You can.
Puede.
Puede.
So again, what was to prepare in Spanish?
Preparar.
Preparar.
To visit.
Visitar.
Visitar.
To reserve.
Reservar.
Reservar.
How would you say, I can reserve?
Puedo reservar.
Puedo reservar.
I can reserve a table.
Puedo reservar una mesa.
Puedo reservar una mesa.
Now, you will probably not want to be stuck saying forever, I can reserve a table. You may in fact feel like you're starting to go mad if you have to keep saying it. The same is true in English, obviously. In English, when we have been saying something repeatedly, we often tend to replace it with the word it. For instance, in that sort of sentence, I can reserve a table, we might then say something like, I can reserve a table and I can reserve it for 8 o'clock tonight. You're probably not likely to keep using the word table. I can reserve the table and I'm going to reserve the table because we need to get the table and we want the table. If you keep repeating table, it's unusual. So we often replace a word like table with it. And that's true with any word you keep repeating. For instance, what is to prepare?
Preparar.
Preparar.
I can prepare the coffee.
Puedo preparar el café.
Puedo preparar el café.
Now, of course, once you've said something like that, you might say, I can prepare the coffee if you want it. If you keep saying, I can prepare the coffee if you want the coffee and I'm going to make the coffee, it will sound very odd. So you'll need to know at some point how to say something like to prepare it, rather than keep saying the coffee. To prepare it in Spanish is
prepararlo.
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 The word for it itself is
lo.
Lo.
And that's just hooked onto the end of to prepare. So again, to prepare is
preparar.
Preparar.
And to prepare it,
prepararlo.
Prepararlo.
So how would you say, I can prepare it?
Puedo prepararlo.
Puedo prepararlo.
How do you think you'd say, I can reserve it?
Puedo reservarlo.
Puedo reservarlo.
To see in Spanish, to see is
ver.
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 It's spelt V-E-R, but again, the V is pronounced somewhat close to a B. It almost sounds a bit like the word bear, said in a very short way. So again, to see is
ver.
Ver.
You can remember it, perhaps I can see a bear or something like that. So, with that in mind, How would you say, I can see it?
Puedo verlo.
Puedo verlo.
You can see it.
Puede verlo.
Puede verlo.
He can see it.
Puede verlo.
Puede verlo.
She can see it.
Puede verlo.
Puede verlo.
Now, Spanish is different from English, obviously, in a number of ways. One of the key ways in which it's different is there's more than one word for you in Spanish. The word we've been using so far, the word for you I gave you early on, which was
usted.
Usted.
Is the polite, formal way to talk to someone. And this is what you're normally going to use when you first arrive in Spain or a Latin American country. In order to be polite, you don't want to be overly familiar. However, when you get to know people, and when talking perhaps to small children, or if you have family in a Spanish-speaking country, you will use a less formal word for you. So, let's for a second go back to the you we've been using so far. How were we saying you can?
Puede.
Puede.
Now, if you want to say you can, but you want it to be informal, familiar, the sort you'd use with family or friends or small children, you simply add an S on the end. So, adding that S onto the end of you can, how do you think you'd say you can when you're being informal or familiar?
Puedes.
Puedes.
How would you say you can prepare it?
Puedes prepararlo.
Puedes prepararlo.
You can see it.
Puedes verlo.
Puedes verlo.
Let's turn that into a question. Can you see it?
Puedes verlo.
Puedes verlo.
So again, one more time, how would you say you can see it? As a statement.
Puedes verlo.
Puedes verlo.
How about you can't see it?
No puedes verlo.
No puedes verlo.
So as you can see, to make a sentence negative, just keep using that no. Let's make that into a question and say, can't you see it?
¿No puedes verlo?
¿No puedes verlo?
Again, what was I can?
Puedo.
Puedo.
He can?
Puede.
Puede.
She can?
Puede.
Puede.
You, formal, polite, can.
Puede.
Puede.
You, informal or familiar, can.
Puedes.
Puedes.
So as you can see, Spanish has at least two words for you. Well, in fact, there's another one. The first two examples we've looked at are for when you're talking to single individuals. The first word for you we looked at was the formal word. Again, what was you can formal?
Puede.
Puede.
And what was you can informal?
Puedes.
Puedes.
So, that's for when you're talking to someone formally or informally, but you're just talking to one person. In Spanish, however, if you're talking to more than one person, you'll need to use a different word or different words for you. Again, this isn't particularly difficult, but it sort of corresponds to the idea of in English saying you two or all of you or you lot. You know, are you lot coming later? Are all of you coming? So it's like that. So it's when you're talking to more than one person. So the you can when you're talking to more than one person is
pueden.
Pueden.
How would you say you can see it?
Pueden verlo.
Pueden verlo.
And turn it into a question. You can see it?
Pueden verlo.
Pueden verlo.
And then make it into a negative question. Can't you see it?
No pueden verlo.
No pueden verlo.
Again, what was to speak in Spanish to speak?
Hablar.
Hablar.
How would you say you, all of you, you two, so more than one person, you can speak Spanish?
Pueden hablar español.
Pueden hablar español.
Let's turn that into a question. How would you say, can you all speak Spanish?
Pueden hablar español.
Pueden hablar español.
So again, what is I can?
Puedo.
Puedo.
He can.
Puede.
Puede.
She can.
Puede.
Puede.
You, formal, can.
Puede.
Puede.
You, familiar, someone you know well, can.
Puedes.
Puedes.
You, you lot, all of you, you two, more than one you, can.
Pueden.
Pueden.
In Spanish, to say they can, it's actually the same as to say this you can when it's more than one person. So, when there's more than one person for you can, it actually also can mean they can. So, how would you say they can speak Spanish?
Pueden hablar español.
Pueden hablar español.
They cannot speak Spanish.
No pueden hablar español.
No pueden hablar español.
Okay. How would you say they can see?
Pueden ver.
Pueden ver.
They can see it.
Pueden verlo.
Pueden verlo.
They cannot see it.
No pueden verlo.
No pueden verlo.
To come, in Spanish, to come is
venir.
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 How would you say they cannot come?
No pueden venir.
No pueden venir.
I can come.
Puedo venir.
Puedo venir.
He can come.
Puede venir.
Puede venir.
She can come.
Puede venir.
Puede venir.
You, formal, can come.
Puede venir.
Puede venir.
You, informal, familiar, can come.
Puedes venir.
Puedes venir.
You, more than one of you, can come.
Pueden venir.
Pueden venir.
Finally, they can come.
Pueden venir.
Pueden venir.
The word for here in Spanish, here, is
aquí.
Aquí.
How would you say they can come here?
Pueden venir aquí.
Pueden venir aquí.
To go in Spanish, to go is
ir.
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 It sounds a little bit like the English word ear that you have in your head, except the R is rolled and it's a bit shorter. So again, to go is
ir.
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 How would you say they can go?
Pueden ir.
Pueden ir.
They can come.
Pueden venir.
Pueden venir.
How would you say they can come, they can go?
Pueden venir, pueden ir.
Pueden venir, pueden ir.
How would you say here in Spanish? What's here?
Aquí.
Aquí.
They can come here.
Pueden venir aquí.
Pueden venir aquí.
The word for there or over there in Spanish is
allí.
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 So, we have two words here, here and there, and they sound quite similar. So again, what was here?
Aquí.
Aquí.
And what was there?
Allí.
Allí.
Now, the word for there is spelt A-L-L-I, which is why you've got the Y sound. Because, of course, it's going back to the tortilla pronunciation rule. So you've got that Y. So again, one more time. What is here?
Aquí.
Aquí.
And there?
Allí.
Allí.
They can come here. They can go there.
Pueden venir aquí. Pueden ir allí.
Pueden venir aquí. Pueden ir allí.
How would you say I can go there?
Puedo ir allí.
Puedo ir allí.
He can go there.
Puede ir allí.
Puede ir allí.
Let's talk to someone familiar and say, you can go there.
Puedes ir allí.
Puedes ir allí.
You, talking to a group of people, all of you can go there.
Pueden ir allí.
Pueden ir allí.
They can go there.
Pueden ir allí.
Pueden ir allí.
So again, what is to visit in Spanish?
Visitar.
Visitar.
To prepare.
Preparar.
Preparar.
To reserve.
Reservar.
Reservar.
To invite.
Invitar.
Invitar.
To decorate.
Decorar.
Decorar.
To speak.
Hablar.
Hablar.
To see.
Ver.
Ver.
Again, if you have trouble remembering that, think of seeing a bear. To come.
Venir.
Venir.
And to go.
Ir.
Ir.
So again, how would you say, I would like a double room?
Quisiera una habitación doble.
Quisiera una habitación doble.
Now, if you want to get a room at a hotel, for example, you might ask for a room, but the person there also might tell you that they have one. They might say, I have a double room. How do you think you'd say that? I have a double room. Now, you may well have answered that as
He una habitación doble.
He una habitación doble.
Now that, unfortunately, is completely incorrect Spanish, although it would fit with what I've taught you so far. There's a simple reason for this. In Spanish, there are two words for I have, two completely different words. The one we've studied so far is, of course,
he.
He.
Which does mean I have. Unfortunately, it cannot be used correctly in Spanish with the sentence we've just used, which again, incorrectly is
He una habitación doble.
He una habitación doble.
Although the two native speakers here are saying it, for them it is incredibly strange and makes no sense whatsoever. This is because there are two different words for I have in Spanish. The reason for this is, if you think about it, in English, I have or he has or she has, they are used for quite a variety of things, and perhaps we can think of two key uses. On the one hand, they are used to express the past tense and things that happened in the past. For instance, we'll say something like, I've been to Spain before, I have done that already, I have already made dinner. When we're using have like that, it's to talk about events that have already happened. So, for instance, when you say, it has already happened, I have already seen him. However, that's not the only use of the word have in English. It's also used to show possession. So, to show when you own something or when you have something. So, I have three brothers and sisters. I have a cat. I have a car. I have a nice house. Now, that little word, he, meaning I have, can only be used when we would use it to make the past tense in English. So when we're saying things like, I have visited the museum here, I have spoken with him already, that's fine. That's what it's used for the past tense. But when you want to show that you actually have something, so I have a room available, I have a double room, you will use a totally different word for showing possession, to show that you actually have something. The word for have that you should use in this case, for I have, is
Tengo.
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 An easy way to remember this word is if you know the dance, the tango. A tango in Spanish is...
Un tango.
Un tango.
How would you say, using this new way of saying I have a tango?
Tengo un tango.
Tengo un tango.
It's an easy way to remember the word, simply to remember I have a tango, or something like that, I have a tango to go to this evening. But again, that word for I have is simply to show what it is you have, what things you have. It's not used for the past tense. So let's go back to the past tense for a second, and how would you say I have prepared the coffee?
He preparado el café.
He preparado el café.
So you can see there, that's the have for talking about what you have prepared, what you have already done. However, the moment you start talking about something you actually have, perhaps you have it in your hand or you own it or you're looking after it, you will instead switch to the other word for I have, which is...
Tengo.
Tengo.
How would you say... Perhaps, or how would someone in a hotel say, I have a double room?
Tengo una habitación doble.
Tengo una habitación doble.
How would you say, I don't have a double room?
No tengo una habitación doble.
No tengo una habitación doble.
What is I can in Spanish? I can.
Puedo.
Puedo.
How would you say I can see?
Puedo ver.
Puedo ver.
And again, what is a room?
Una habitación.
Una habitación.
To say the room, you will say...
La habitación.
La habitación.
How would you say, I can see the room?
Puedo ver la habitación.
Puedo ver la habitación.
Changing the intonation, how would you say, can I see the room?
¿Puedo ver la habitación?
¿Puedo ver la habitación?
So again, how would you say I can?
Puedo.
Puedo.
He can.
Puede.
Puede.
She can.
Puede.
Puede.
You can, formal.
Puede.
Puede.
You can, familiar, informal.
Puedes.
Puedes.
You, more than one of you, all of you.
Pueden.
Pueden.
They can.
Pueden.
Pueden.
We can in Spanish completely departs from the others. It acts in a very different way. You might think it just changes a letter at the end, but unfortunately it doesn't. To say we can in Spanish, you will say...
Podemos.
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 It almost sounds like the end of hippopotamus or something. Hippopodemos. Perhaps not. Anyway, that is we can. So one more time, we can is...
Podemos.
Podemos.
How would you say we can see it?
Podemos verlo.
Podemos verlo.
How would you say we can go?
Podemos ir. Podemos ir.
Podemos ir.
We can go there.
Podemos ir allí.
Podemos ir allí.
How would you say and turning it into a question, can we go there?
¿Podemos ir allí?
¿Podemos ir allí?
Let's turn that negative and say, can't we go there?
¿No podemos ir allí?
¿No podemos ir allí?
Finish with, we can't go there.
No podemos ir allí.
No podemos ir allí.
They can come here.
Pueden venir aquí.
Pueden venir aquí.
Now as a question, can they come here?
Pueden venir aquí.
Pueden venir aquí.
No, they can't come here.
No, no pueden venir aquí.
No, no pueden venir aquí.
Notice how the no has been repeated, because the English prompt was, no, they can't come here. So the no in Spanish, just written NO, is used for both functions, both for making a sentence negative and also for saying no. So you can have it twice. You can have, no, they can't come here. Let's try that again. One more time. No, they can't come here.
No, no pueden venir aquí.
No, no pueden venir aquí.
Now, the first 20 numbers in Spanish. One.
Uno.
Uno.
Two.
Dos.
Dos.
Three.
Tres.
Tres.
Four.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Five.
Cinco.
Cinco.
Six.
Seis.
Seis.
Seven.
Siete.
Siete.
Eight.
Ocho.
Ocho.
Nine.
Nueve.
Nueve.
Ten.
Diez.
Diez.
11.
Once.
Once.
12.
Doce.
Doce.
13.
Trece.
Trece.
14.
Catorce.
Catorce.
15.
Quince.
Quince.
16.
Dieciséis.
Dieciséis.
17.
Diecisiete.
Diecisiete.
18.
Dieciocho.
Dieciocho.
19.
Diecinueve.
Diecinueve.
20.
Veinte.
Veinte.
And now all the numbers through in one go without any English.
Uno.
Uno.
Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Cinco.
Cinco.
Seis.
Seis.
Siete.
Siete.
Ocho.
Ocho.
Nueve.
Nueve.
Diez.
Diez.
Once.
Once.
Doce.
Doce.
Trece.
Trece.
Catorce.
Catorce.
Quince.
Quince.
Dieciséis.
Dieciséis.
Diecisiete.
Diecisiete.
Dieciocho.
Dieciocho.
Diecinueve.
Diecinueve.
Veinte.
Veinte.
And now the number 100, which you'll find useful during the course.
Cien. Cien.
So again, what is for me in Spanish, for me?
Para mí.
Para mí.
And for you?
Para usted.
Para usted.
With you in Spanish is...
Con usted.
Con usted.
So, the word for with in Spanish is...
Con.
Con.
You'll be familiar with the word for with from its use in English in the food chili con carne, which literally is chili with meat. So, chili con carne, as we call it, and the con from the chili con carne is the with, as in with meat. So again, what is with you?
Con usted.
Con usted.
If you're wanting to get a room, you might want to know what it comes with. So, for instance, if it comes with a bath, or in Spanish, literally with bath. With bath in Spanish is...
Con baño.
Con baño.
How would you say, I would like a double room with bath?
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño.
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño.
The word for please in Spanish is...
Por favor.
Por favor.
Literally, for favor. So, how would you say, I would like a double room with bath, please?
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño, por favor.
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño, por favor.
Again, what is the word for me?
Para mí.
Para mí.
And for you?
Para usted.
Para usted.
Now, as you may remember from earlier, there's more than one word for in Spanish. Para is used when you are saying who something is for. So it's for me, it's for you. That's what para is for. But we also have another word for, which is...
Por.
Por.
And that's used for how long something is for. For one night in Spanish is...
Por una noche.
Por una noche.
How do you think you'd say for two nights?
Por dos noches.
Por dos noches.
And again, for one night?
Por una noche.
Por una noche.
So how would you say, I would like a double room with bath for one night, please?
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño por una noche, por favor.
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño por una noche, por favor.
Again, what was one night?
Una noche.
Una noche.
So just like in English, you don't have an S on the end of that because there's only one. But just as in English, when you change it and from one night to two nights, you add an S. The same happens in Spanish. So two nights would be...
Dos noches.
Dos noches.
So how would you say... I would like a double room with bath for two nights, please.
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño por dos noches, por favor.
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño por dos noches, por favor.
If you were in a hotel or somewhere asking for a room, your response might be, I have a double room with bath. How would they say that?
Tengo una habitación doble con baño.
Tengo una habitación doble con baño.
So again, that is the word for I have when you are talking about something you possess or you really actually have it. It's different to the one that you use for the past tense where you say I have gone or I have prepared, and you're simply talking about something you have done in the past. You are not talking about what it is you have. So again, what is it is in Spanish? It is.
Es.
Es.
It is romantic.
Es romántico.
Es romántico.
And again, back to just it is on its own, what is that?
Es.
Es.
Now, to ask a question in Spanish, you can simply raise your intonation at the end, even with this, even with this single word. So how would you say, is it, simply by changing your intonation?
Es.
Es.
How much in Spanish, how much is?
Cuánto.
Cuánto.
So how would you say, how much is it?
¿Cuánto es?
¿Cuánto es?
If you're being given a price, who knows how much it could be. If it was 100 euros, it would be...
100 euros.
100 euros.